Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hale for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive towards first. Trosky catches it and throws to second to double up Cochran. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin strikes out. Pitlock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Goslin out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hughes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hughes. Simmons scores. Burns moves to third. Rogel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Owen steals second. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges juggles the ball. That's an error on Bridges. Pitlock moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. Allen moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bridges moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bridges scores. Fox moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Weingartner pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ralph Weingartner now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. One out. It's 7-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Owen reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. It's 8-1, Tigers. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Owen moves to third. score that a fielder's choice. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Gleason moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Bridges covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Becker now catching. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Simmons hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hughes strikes out. One out. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse takes first base on ball 4. Becker moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Bridges reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Fox bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridges moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bridges. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hughes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Vosmick moves to third. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. Hughes moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, Tigers. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Hughes scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Tigers. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.